This is Akashwani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Parliament has passed the Bankers' Books Evidence Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill, which aims to modernise the legal framework to meet the requirements of the present banking system. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha has taken up the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025 and the Finance Act 2026. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill. Earlier, Upper House witnessed multiple adjournments following uproar by opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET matter. The Lok Sabha has passed the Tribunals Reforms Bill 2026. The bill aims to improve efficiency, ensure independence, transparency and uniformity in the qualifications, appointment of service of chairpersons and members of various tribunals, as well as the administration and functioning of the tribunals. The bill was passed without any discussion amid uproar by opposition members over several issues. Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal said Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has already accepted the students' demand and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is ready to give a statement on the issue related to the students' protest. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the House reassembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the bill amid ruckus by opposition members.
I want to move for leave to introduce a bill to improve the efficiency, ensure independence, transparency and uniformity in the qualification, appointment, term and conditions of service of chairperson and members of various tribunals, the administration and functioning of the tribunals, to establish a national tribunal commission and to make consequential amendments in related enactments and for matters connected therewith or incidental thereto.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today made a personal appeal to the floor leaders to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. During the Business Advisory Committee meeting held at Parliament House, he made an emotional appeal to floor leaders to allow the House to function, to take up question hour and participate in the discussion on the key bills. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the government is ready for a detailed discussion in Parliament regarding the recent students' protests and related issues. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament premises after the Business Advisory Committee meeting, Mr. Rijiju appealed to the opposition to allow the Lok Sabha to function so that Home Minister Amit Shah can make a statement about the students' protest and address all concerns raised by the opposition members. The ongoing Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is gaining significant momentum across the country, inspiring citizens from all walks of life to come together in a collective celebration of India's national pride and spirit of unity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to the citizens to participate in and celebrate the campaign through Tiranga Yatras, Tiranga rallies and mass singing of Vande Mataram, and to hoist the Tiranga and upload a selfie on harghartiranga.com. The students' agitation in Jharkhand over alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations entered its 17th day today. Police today used water cannons as students protesting alleged irregularities in recruitment examinations marched towards the State Assembly in Ranchi. The protesters are demanding cancellation of the JSSC CGL examination and a CBI probe into the alleged irregularities. Chinese authorities have evacuated more than 1 million people from eastern China, including Shanghai, as Typhoon Dolphin made landfall. The typhoon brought heavy rain and disrupted transport across the region. Nearly 1,000 flights were cancelled in Shanghai today. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended nearly flat today. The Sensex rose 43 points to close at 78,542. The Nifty added 13 points to settle at 24,584. And that is the end of this news bulletin.